fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, with your boy, Zach D'Amico.
It's me.
Zach D'Amico.
No, seriously, go right now.
Zach D'Amico, get out of here. Get out of my face, you fucking bye guy bitch. Premiere of Bye Guys yesterday on the Gas Digital Network. Lots of positive feedback. People seem to love the Bye Guys
HIV
combo.
Positive feedback.
And please go support that show. Support all the shows here on the Gas Digital Network. You know what the fuck's up. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's the Real Ass Podcast live. Just so you guys know, you don't have to subscribe to Gas Digital in order to watch this show live. We've been doing this for years, but sometimes people don't understand the way it works. You guys don't even have to sign in. Simply go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. We are live. There's a free stream for everybody. If you guys want access to the show immediately after it airs, and you don't have to wait till it goes to iTunes or YouTube 3 days later, or if you want access to the live chat or the complete on-demand library at any given time, both ad-free and uncensored, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. It gives you access to everything. Gas Digital Premium is where it is at, motherfuckers. We do have an incredible show planned today. As always, two white guests. First, you guys know him from Colin Turrell's The Wizard of Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Colin Turrell.
What's up?
Am I saying it right now?
Yeah,
I feel like
it.
I've nailed it.
You said it differently in that one sentence.
Turrell.
Yeah, but that's smart.
No, you said it. The best you've ever said it.
Yeah.
Although my
I'm the best.
On? Is my my headphones not on or what's going on?
Better than all the rest.
Hello. Hello. I don't know.
Better than anyone. Ooh. Anyone I ever met. He's Louis J. Gomez.
What a queer.
He kicks so much ass. He fucks lots of pussies.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a word to rhyme with ass.
This is just what goes on in your head all day?
Yeah, dude.
Lewis. Nah, nah.
Lou.
It's the Lewis of the Lewis. The Lewis of Lewis.
Also happy to have back on the show. It's been a while. You guys know him and love him from everything. He's been my friend for years at this point, but there's nothing to plug here.
Yep,
you don't have a
goddamn
podcast.
I don't do anything.
Who doesn't have a podcast these days?
Whoa.
How lazy are you?
I'm mysterious. I'm trying to create an air of mystery around
He's
me.
A lazy bitch. He just doesn't show up on his fucking cell phone once a week for a half an hour. He can't do that.
Is he a comedian still?
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rob Mayu.
Hi, how's it going? I mean, you could give me a podcast. We could do one here. I've been trying to fucking talk to you about it.
Oh, it's a lot.
I know, exactly.
It's a lot. So. I have a lot of red tape. There's a lot of red tape.
Yeah, I know. It's a real bureaucracy here. I understand.
I'm just saying, look, how long is it going to take the Bye Guys to become a podcast? You guys were doing that for demos for 2 years.
Yeah, more or less.
Gomez watches Seinfeld. I've been talking about that for a year. It's a process. It's not, we don't simply just go, all right, new podcast, let's fucking go. We have to have multiple producers on it. We have to have graphics. We have to fucking pay for hosting. We have to pay for streaming. We have to pay for bandwidth. We have to, you know, it's just a single podcast to produce under the Gas Digital umbrella costs us hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month just to get it going. So there has to be upside. We don't
I get it.
See the upside in you.
I didn't ask for anything.
That's what I'm saying.
You just criticized me.
It would be
I didn't
financially
ask for
irresponsible
to give you a podcast. Exactly.
This can cost hundreds of dollars, and I just
let you talk into a microphone.
We have to turn on all the lights and all the microphones. Like, literally half the day, nothing happens in here.
Harrington lives here.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, maybe we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get a Rob Loves Arguing podcast. We have no idea. It might happen. It might not happen.
I spent all day yesterday arguing with a congressman from Florida about nothing. I just don't have anything to do. If that's a podcast, then I'm all set.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you just argue with somebody else on each episode of your
podcast. I've been setting up a studio in my place to do that exact thing, so I'm all right.
Okay.
I mean, I'd do it here, but let me do it on my own.
Rob texted me the other day. I didn't even respond to him because I can't do it anymore. Because everyone keeps on challenging me to be a sparring partner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was trying to offer, dog. That's and all. You keep asking.
I did this with Lev last time, and I had to beat the brakes off of Lev.
Yeah, you changed him.
Yeah, I really did.
I'm not transitioning into a fat animal right now. So, like, I'm getting skinnier again. Lev is falling apart.
Dude, that's a good friend of mine.
And what does he look like right now?
Fucking Roseanne.
You know what I mean? So, what the fuck do you want me to say? I'll be a skinnier thing to chase around. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
You have convinced Dylan that you know how to box.
I boxed. You're a bad friend. I boxed for 2 years. I know how to box.
I will tell you right now, I feel like you might do less good than Lev in sparring against me.
Hey, whatever.
I have a shoulder injury, and I'm supposed to take the whole week off. I am debating just going today.
What a week? You can wait till the next week. I don't care. Take your week off.
See, that's what happened with Lev.
All right, we'll do it today then.
As soon as you start to give him a little bit of pushback, then they
complained about an injury. I'll give you a week if you want.
I'll tell you right now, maybe this is my new career. It's just boxing my friends who claim they know how to box. Boxing comedians that have never boxed, but they claim to know how to box.
Hey, you should take their credits then. You should box people and go, no, that's mine. Netflix credit, that's mine.
I'll have
that's
less mine. Credits if I box Mayu. They'll take credits away from me. Mayu, I'll spar with you. I don't know if I can. At this point, it seems like I'm bullying my friends every time I spar with one of them and then put it out in my fight journal.
Yeah, whatever you
gotta,
think, man.
You just,
that's fine.
Mayu's just going to light me up.
It's cool, dude. It's fine. I didn't anticipate it. I just sent you a friendly text message as a friend, you know?
I think you got to realize you guys don't look good doing it. So it's very it's almost like, I can clearly do that, but then they go in there.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
They
look so bad that people are like, I'll fucking destroy Lewis.
Yeah.
And then I'm punching them in the face and they're like, well, this doesn't look good, but it doesn't feel good either.
Also, by the way, the fucking, this cocksucker, read the text message I sent you. I could have been more polite and just like, yeah, man, if you need like a target for a while, I could use the cardio. And you come in here like, Mayu's challenging me to a death
match. He challenged me. He said that he would beat me and then fuck my sister and girlfriend at the same time right afterwards.
Yeah.
Sounds like
that's the order to do that.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. True. Cleanser.
The opener and the headliner. All right, so look, we have an incredible show planned today. Maybe me and Rob Mayu will be boxing at one point. I'm going to wait. I'm taking off a full week, at least, of sparring and training in general. I need to let my shoulder heal. My shoulder feels a little bit better every single day, so I think I just need to fucking stop being
an idiot.
Did
you re-sublux?
No.
Okay.
No, not subluxation. It is, I thought it was an AC tear.
Is anyone going to notice, Lewis?
I go.
One, two.
It's the wrong hand. He goes, I've never done the left one before.
Lewis, like a stranger's doing it.
Lewis's right trap is bursting out his fucking neck.
I just realized that my shoulder rehab exercises sure do look familiar. shit. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, Lewis, nine, nine.
Long
nine,
way to go for that obvious joke. Holy
Lewis
shit.
Does shadow curb stomping. Lewis is curb stomping in the corner of the gym.
All right. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I don't know what these challenges are, by the way. Somebody told me that there's a new challenge. I was listening to the radio yesterday, the radio, which I do enjoy when I'm driving around in my car. Just turn on a little bit of radio. It's fucking pretty solid, guys.
What is this, 1930s? Hey, yo, I'm listening to this thing called the radio, guys. I don't know if you got to check it out.
Yeah. They play new songs. It's fucking wild. I would never know about new songs. I would simply be on my Spotify listening to everything that I listened to in the ninth grade if it wasn't for the radio.
You fucked enough young pussy to know new songs.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No. My last girlfriend, who was 23 years old, she would try to play new music for me, and I'm like, yeah, get out of my fucking face, you crazy bitch. I don't want to hear new stuff.
But the radio.
The radio.
But the
radio. The radio does it, man.
That's Irish for radio, do you know that?
Yeah, radio.
In my language, my native language, I guess.
So my radio, it plays all this new cool stuff. I've become a big fan of horror rap.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
This is my new favorite.
I can't listen to horror.
I love horror rap.
You do?
Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, some other bitch.
You make it up.
Mulatto.
Yeah.
No. I know all these bitches.
Taylor. It's all right. You should check out Taylor.
I don't know who she is. She hasn't made it. She hasn't made it onto my radio yet.
You know what's great is back in the day, they'd always try to push the women to be as much of a whore as they could. But they were going the opposite way. Like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera were started off as innocent and then they were pushing them to be whores. But now all these whores are already whores. So it's like, it's not even...
There's nowhere to go.
They don't... Yeah, I'll show them my fucking clam. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And they just rap the song. What's that? Meg Thee Stallion one. She literally just like has a song called My Body.
Dude, her...
It's like nothing
whoever,
else. It's
whoever
just,
produces,
just her going, I'm a whore.
Whoever produces her music, it's like, Megan, can you make the sound of yourself coming to a 10-inch dick? And that's part of the beat. Yeah. Like, it just opens up with, fuck me,
All right, and then after this verse, an 8-inch dick. We're going to take it a little bit down. We don't want you to feel it the same way.
It's a love song, so it's 2 7-inch dicks.
And then they just go...
More slut in my headphones.
Pull up some Megan Thee Stallion lyrics, please. And you're talking about body, yada, 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 yada,
yada. That's it. It's like insane. It's like we're living in a dystopian... It's like a...
Body crazy, curvy, wavy, thin waist...
I only know that song from you going body, yaddy, yaddy,
body,
yaddy,
wavy,
yaddy,
curvy.
Yaddy.
It's insane.
Body, wavy, curvy, crazy, big titties, little waist. Body, crazy, curvy, wavy, big titties, little waist. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
It's horrific. It's horrific. The other day in the car, Lewis turned off AudioSlave to put this dog.
But they used to do like, you know.
Yeah, it turns into the AudioSlave channel, Hot 97.
They used to sing like. Okay. But they used to do metaphors and stuff, you know, where they'd be like, oh, stick it in my... Like
some double entendre.
Yeah, but now it's literally just, nah, fuck that. Just say...
Pull
like,
up the
Just say
the
your
lyrics.
Body. Like, what are you good for? My body, 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 yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Well,
yaddy,
I know
yaddy,
that's
yaddy.
The lyrics. Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. I'm talking about the other, like, look at how I body that, ate it up, and gave it back. Yeah, you look good, but they still want to know where Megan at. Saucy like a barbecue, but you won't get your baby back. Does that mean she's going to abort it?
Abortion, 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 abortion.
See me in that dress and he feel like he almost tasted that. Nom, 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 nom. Eat it up. Foreplay. Okay. 3, 2, 1. You know I'm the hottest. You ain't ever got to heat me up. I'm a present when I'm absent, speaking when I'm not there. All them bitches, scary cats. I call them Carol Baskins. These actually aren't as hoary as I thought. No. I'm masturbating to gibberish. Just pure nonsense.
I feel like you probably do get horned up to some degree by these songs. Too.
Yes, yeah, these bitches are hot, dude. Yeah.
Mm. I don't think they're hot. It just does nothing for
they
me.
They are disgusting. Okay, they're giant fake asses and they're fucking big titties, little waists. I'm seeing the lyrics again. Your body, yaddy, 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 yaddies are pretty decent, though, all things considered. Pull up some other lyrics, Shannon. Maybe give me an example of her more hoary lyrics. Like, plus, I know she has...
The Cardi B song, right?
The WAP is obviously...
Oh, that one's just fucking like... They're like, we are whores.
Yeah.
Fuck us.
Yeah.
Right now, I want dick so bad.
But the thing is, all the girls sing along to it now.
They love young
girls, and they're always just like...
I can't believe there's not a Cream Pie song. I feel like Cream Pie has so much potential for, like, fun things. You could do a good beat around Cream Pie.
Next day to CVS.
I said, certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass pussy, make that pull out game week. Woo.
Yes.
That means her pussy's so wet that the guy... Technically rapes her with a cream pie.
No.
Because he's supposed
to
pull out. That's what's going on right there in that moment. Make that pull out game weak.
I feel like if you write the song
I'm telling a bitch that I'm going to pull out and then I cream pie in her.
Woo.
I go, woo. That's what
woo. Woo. Just one more pump. I'm sorry.
I mean, I
think at that point, it's like a chick telling you, like, don't come inside me. Don't, just don't come inside. She want, like, that's the...
That's technically rape.
Yeah, but when she's...
well, lock me up.
yeah, but you know the difference between don't come inside me and don't come inside me. You know what I mean?
Not the way you just said.
Don't come inside of me. Please stop. And please, please don't come inside of me.
Stop crying.
Bitch, I'm trying to come inside of you. Stop crying. You're making this very difficult. Go ahead, pull up more of those lyrics.
I would love to sexually disappoint some of these women, though.
Yeah, you fucking some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card.
Is that good? Is that a move?
Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. This pussy wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise.
Galileo, Galileo, can you do the fandango?
I'm just
Thunderbolt and lightning.
Yeah, I'm just a poor boy from Washington Nobody Heights.
He's just a poor boy. This is fucking hot. I'm into it.
Yeah, I get that one because it is just straight like, yeah, my pussy's great. Come in my pussy.
Is any of this more shocking than like Two Live Crew?
I don't think it's necessarily about being shocking. It's just the level of retard. Like,
Two Live Crew was something that they couldn't play on the radio. Yeah. They had to make like a specific radio edit, and they have a couple songs that were like over the top. This is the standard
genre
for female rap today. Yeah. It's like, I'm a hooker.
Yeah.
I'm going to rap about being a hooker. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. What's the point?
Nicki Minaj kind of just made it a little bit more mainstream, right? There's obviously Lil' Kim was like the first one, was she?
Yeah.
And then Nicki Minaj made it. And then Cardi B came on and went, nah.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj.
You think you're a whore?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking whore. You have no idea.
I love it, though. There's nothing better. The beats are great. The producers are great. Well, it's just they're unapologetic whores.
Well, Cardi B is literally naked on the internet. Like, just her stripper days with her fucking ugly-ass tits, which I like that. They're pointing in different directions.
Were any of the female rappers? Is there a female rapper that's not a giant whore that's famous? Like, isn't this just what you have to do?
No, from back in the day.
But Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott. But
that wasn't by choice.
If she could have, you know what I mean. Even Missy Elliott was trying to convince you she was fuckable.
Yeah,
like she was still kind of doing the like big girl you want to fuck thing.
Was she?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, if it were,
I think Missy Elliott was like kind of like just it. Fucking silly.
Yeah, that song, like that's still trying to get you to want to fuck her.
Maybe. Mm. What's the Buss It challenge? That's the one that I heard yesterday. There's a song called Buss It, and it was fucking dope. It's a dope ass song. What's the Buss It challenge? Can we see it? Dylan, you can talk. It's all right.
It's where you get on a public bus and you go, hey.
You vlog.
To the back.
Jesus Christ.
So there's just a song named Buss It, and it's the Buss It challenge and the Silhouette challenge are the two challenges right now taking over TikTok that are.
Let's see. Look at this chick.
This is going to be the Buss It challenge.
Nice, dude. You deserve the job for that.
Thanks, man.
What is it? Do it.
Yeah, that one. They go from regular clothes to hot clothes. And the silhouette is they go from regular clothes to their silhouette.
Naked
with
silhouette.
With the red lighting.
What?
Let's see.
This is the silhouette one, though?
Okay. No, this is Buss It.
Oh.
Ah!
Get out of here!
Jesus!
Oh! No! I was already coming!
This one looks like a child.
Ah,
Jesus.
That's her mom.
That's hot. Let's see. Like an old hot woman.
The kid just falls out.
Buss it.
It's a hot pregnant chick, though. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow.
That girl's
I'm all about
that girl's
a pregnant chick.
While she's pregnant.
I would marry that fucking pregnant whore.
I would marry that pregnant
She's in a cage.
Wow, that was the biggest transformation
we've
seen.
All right, the Buss It challenge, they've done this exact fucking challenge before. This is the same shit. It's where a girl's dressed like a fucking slob, and then a beat drops, and then they're dressed hot.
That's the slob challenge.
And even when they're dressed as a slob, it's just them.
They're just in their pajamas.
Yeah.
They're still, like, done up hot. They're not really.
Yeah.
They're not real slobby.
Dylan, I want your Buss It challenge. Today, for the next show on Monday, I want your Buss It challenge.
I was gonna make you do it, Ashley, because you said you wanted to make a TikTok.
Oh, are you gonna make me do something? Are you gonna fucking make me do something, you stupid bitch?
Yeah, you're
out of your fucking mind. You're lucky you still work here.
Yeah,
you're fucking crazy.
If I'm your producer and I tell you to do something on your TikTok, you're gonna fucking do it.
Oh,
cut your own mic.
Oh shit.
You're banned from the chat.
Shannon, cut his fucking microphone right now, and if he disrespects me again, he's fired.
Fucking major.
Harrington is waiting in the fucking shadows, waiting to take your job.
That's not like not a
it's
trick.
His own silhouette challenge. It's Harrington just fucking just picking through the garbage, his silhouette. And the second we have an opportunity to
see,
fire
that guy,
you.
That guy's hungry out there.
The beat, drops and Dylan's a homeless guy.
My new busted challenge is Dylan's on the unemployment line.
Wait, I have an Instagram girl I want Lewis to look at. Shannon, on Instagram, can you look up Tanya Tejana?
Tanya Tejana?
Yeah, this is my is my new Instagram girl.
Spanish?
Yeah. I think it's T-E-H-A-N-N-A.
Wait, were any of those the silhouette challenge? Those were
no,
all
the
just
silhouette
the
is
challenge.
The same thing, but then it's them, their silhouette with red lighting. There you go. First one.
Who's this? Oh, she's a midget.
Oh, all right.
Hell yeah. All Dude, about it.
Phenomenal,
yeah.
Right?
All about it. Let's see. Oh, hell yeah. Look at that little butt. She's cute, too. Hell yeah.
Dude, I would say might be hottest little person I've ever seen.
Yeah. She's hot enough.
I love that you said little person because you're like, you're trying to get in there. You're like, hey, you know, I find it disgusting when people call you little people.
Hey, I think you're a person.
Colin's like, you know, if you catch her, she gives you a pot of gold.
What the fuck?
Oh, I gotta just pick her up. Oh.
I'm shaking it. Where's the gold?
Where's the gold, you little whore?
She's changed her radiator. We can do it the easy way, the hard way.
Change to a blender.
Call them out there hunting midgets.
Yeah, just driving around in a Wrangler. Let's
see more pictures of that fucking chick.
A midget ass works great on a girl.
Yo, that fucking she's smoking,
she's
dude.
Insane, right?
Hell yeah, dude. Wow. Look at that little fat bump. A little fat bump. Shannon, do we have any
video
of her?
Does she have an OnlyFans?
Oh, does she? Go to the top. I bet she's an OnlyFans.
Hope it's cheaper.
Click
That's
the link tree. Click the link tree. Shop.
OnlyFans. There it is. There it is.
What? Dude.
Oh, it's half off.
What? Does she get naked? I'm not spending $31.
That's for 3 months, though.
That's a lot.
For the bit, 15?
15 a month. You know what I like about OnlyFans now? What they did is they changed it. So now you have to load money into your account in order to re-up your OnlyFans, which is kind of fucked up because the whole game was based off of people forgetting about the subscription. But now I just get a little notification, oh, your subscription to this whore has expired, and I'm not horny when that happens. So I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Thank God.
Yeah. Why would I fucking subscribe to this idiot?
Write some jokes, bitch.
We should do a top 5 comedians OnlyFans.
We talked about that recently on the show. There are
old Lewis would have done it.
Here's my concern. Okay, our fan base, they're a bunch of crazy psycho horny ass simps.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just I don't want to just put these girls OnlyFans out there when they're not really ready for the heat that we're gonna bring.
You mean money? People don't pay to.
I know, but I just...
No, our fans, one person's going to subscribe.
One person will subscribe, and then it'll be in the Gas Digital forums, all of their fucking pictures for free.
And that person's going to use the details of their apartment to find out where they live.
That is sick. Send me that link so I know no one's doing that. I want to make sure that...
I want to... Can you please...
Oh, here we go.
Let's see. Let's hear. Can we hear? Oh, I thought it was going to be the Lollipop Guild. What... Is she hot enough to date? Say, fuck it, make her my girlfriend.
100%.
I don't know. I just feel like it would be a bit, like...
It would be so annoying. Like,
imagine you're into her, and then one of your friends comes up and goes, great bit. And you're like... No, that's literally...
Dude, Lewis is hilarious.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You're telling
showed
me
up
you
with
wouldn't
a midget.
Bring her to Skankfest as your girlfriend.
Have her on your shoulder like a parrot.
I can't believe Lewis has been doing this bit for 13 years and has a child with it.
Dude, I mean, she's pretty smoking.
Mm.
She's unquestionably. Is she the hottest midget? Probably.
It's no different than fucking a really fat bitch. You know?
It's way better than fucking a really fat bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you actually be able to get turned on in the moment? Like you're with her sexually.
I think you could.
Probably more in the moment than not in the moment.
And then the next day, though, and she makes you fucking lift her up to use the ATM. You're just going, I can't do this.
That's the thing. It's like you're renting a place. Do you really want to retrofit your entire place for her to be able to reach stuff? And then
plus, you're going
to
get sick of having candy for dinner every night.
You got to put those things on the coffee table so she doesn't fall in her head.
Look, we're not having cookies for breakfast again. Are you crazy?
Also, if she's wearing a hoodie, you'll never know if it's just James or her standing backwards. So
let's see.
Go slap James on the
ass.
Did
you guys join her OnlyFans to see if she's naked on it? Because if she's naked on it, I will pay for it. I've fallen for this recently. These bitches aren't getting naked on their OnlyFans.
Yeah, they post lewds and not nudes.
It's infuriating.
Lewds.
It's infuriating. I'm going to contact OnlyFans and report their accounts.
I'd love to send like a real serious message to the girl and be like, hello, I recently bought your product only to find you're not naked.
Yeah.
I demand a refund immediately.
I want a refund for some of these. There's certain, I'll show you one where it's a whore comic who isn't naked on it, and you're like,
why wouldn't you?
What the fuck is going on here, you fucking stupid fucking asshole? How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
And I want my $9 back.
And you've seen her naked already, so.
I've probably seen all of them. Yep. Yeah. That's the step before getting an OnlyFans is fucking
really
shaking.
There's a real Venn diagram between going to OnlyFans.
You can't bomb on this show and then not get naked.
That's
OnlyFans.
So funny.
I can't wait till it gets exposed that Lewis has 5% stock in OnlyFans. He's just been driving girls to it and fucking taking
Doggy,
a kickback.
I'll tell you right now, the amount of girls that I've slept with that are on OnlyFans, crazy.
After Lewis sleeps with a girl, he turns around to he goes, the good thing is this isn't rock bottom.
Well, it's like Derek Jeter, how we'd give them like a little going away present, like a gift basket.
Yeah.
I give them their OnlyFans login.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Just written on a little sheet of paper. For,
you both give
leave.
Them an NDA, yeah. But.
Derek Jeter. Zach, go ahead, any NDA?
We've already established what NDA stands for.
Yeah. So can we see the silhouette challenge? What, is she naked? Is that what you're saying, Dylan? What?
Oh.
Wow, weird.
Wow.
Her
odd.
Nipples
yeah.
are regular person
size. Well,
they're
fake tits. Those are fake tits.
Would she do that?
Where is this from? Is this from her OnlyFans? It's from the internet. It's just from the internet.
No.
She's just out there, naked.
I Google searched her Instagram name and naked
hell yeah.
after it.
Hell yeah. Is there more?
Yeah.
There you go. You just saved yourself
what?
$15.
Look at that. What?
Watch this one.
Whoa.
What?
What?
Wow. Look at those little fingers.
That's tough.
All
that
about
it,
though.
Tough.
All about it, though.
That
look at that. Look at that.
She couldn't even finger herself. She can't reach.
But she needs you.
She needs help.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm going to go home and tie 5 Vienna sausages to my dick and pretend.
Yeah, she's hot, dude. Hell yes. She's naked all over the internet. I don't even feel bad about this. We're not even stealing her shit. What?
So she got those nipples? She chose those nipples?
No, those are probably
the
nipples.
Yeah, you choose nipples.
Shannon,
you
don't
choose
the nipples. Rob Mayhew's never been
with... Like it's the color of an iPhone or something.
Rob Mayhew's never been with a high-end hooker.
I was not a creative hooker.
Was married to a lady who got fake tits.
He's like playing Sims or something.
She chose her nipples, the chick who got her fake tits?
You don't have your... They go in, like, through the nipple. So
they make an incision underneath it and then just sew it right back up.
Well,
you
know,
you do not choose the nipple,
are you fucking... You're
so
a
she
fucking
has...
Retard.
Those are just her nipples?
You choose the nipples. Like, they have a catalog of different...
Well, that's a catalog of tits. What's the difference, Colin?
I mean, I bet you can.
What are you talking about?
First of all, no. Rob, no. You're not going to call us stupid.
Absolutely
that's crazy.
Possible.
You can get an areola reduction... Well, you can't stretch them, right?
That's where you.
People have them turned into heart shapes. Like they have parts removed to look like hearts.
No, those are tattoos.
That's not like actual.
No, man.
They just add a little.
They add
a
little.
The circle.
Two little boobs on top of the nipple, and that makes a heart.
Yeah.
Duh. Obviously, two boobs in a circle are a heart.
Sure. I don't know what I was thinking.
So that's what they're doing. They're tattooing their nipples to make them like hearts. You thought, and this is awesome. I want to point out how stupid Rob is.
Rob's a fucking... Rob this is the first time meeting you, man. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Like he's looking it up on his shitty phone now.
Not doing it.
Look at his fucking palm pilot.
Wait, he's playing... Hey, stop playing Snake.
surgery.
She's writing boobies in the numbers. She's going to turn upside down. I've done the research.
Yeah. Rob's got a fucking a graphing calculator as his fucking cell phone.
Heart nipple surgery, the first thing that comes up.
Heart nipple surgery.
So I looked it up. It's a new body modification trend that can be done either with a nipple graft or by tattoo.
Oh, look who was
exactly.
Right.
Grafting calculator. What'd I tell you?
Yeah, exactly.
Nipple graft or through tattooing, you said?
Yeah.
I've been seeing that for years, and I always thought it was tattooing. Nobody's doing nipple grafting.
That's a nipple graft. Look at this fucking...
Oh, I hate the fact that there's a term, and he feels like he knows something.
I'm sorry, I feel
he's
terrible.
Retarded.
That's a nipple graft. Look at it. That's not a tattoo.
Can we see nipple grafting surgery, please? I had no idea this was even a thing. Look, I've been with some girls that should fucking have those nipples reduced.
That midget should have her nipples reduced. That's wild. Those are human regular nipples on a
If that midget
person.
Made anything smaller on her body, that would be the most hilarious thing in the world. She needs her size, okay? And, yeah, I didn't know that there was such thing as nipple reduction surgery. Shannon, are your nipples all right? How are they?
Well, yeah. It's not nipple reduction. It's areola reduction.
Right, yeah. So it's the area around it. This one is...
So what do you do, though? How do they do it? Do they cut out part of your nipple and then bring the... Sew the tip meat in closer?
Well, this video I found, though, it looks like the person doesn't have nipples beforehand, so they're just adding them. Ooh. Hold on.
Let's see. That's...
What?
No, I think what happens there is those people are... They're massively fat, and they have the skin... No, this is what's going on. They have their skin, like, fucking clipped off,
and then
they don't have a nipple left, so they...
I was thinking it might be a lady who got a mastectomy.
I was thinking mastectomy, yeah, but...
No, dude, it's a fat guy.
It's a fat dude.
It's a fat guy.
I was ridiculous 2 minutes ago. Nah, you think they're stapling fucking
yes,
people's
that's a
nipples
real,
over?
Okay, here's what happens. They cut off the skin, and it's all misshapen, and it's out of place. This actually happens.
But why choose the nipple skin? Why not?
Because they have their fucking fat fucking gels hanging off their body.
You can't just pull some fucking tit over here and snip?
Let's see. Oh, my God. Shannon. See, look. Oh, ow.
What the fuck?
Ow. Ow. It just fucking hurts.
He's
ow.
Just sort of like.
If he hits the line, he goes.
Ow.
Oh, he yanked it off like a fucking piece of gum.
The nipple areola complex is going to be grafted here.
That's actually a baby clit. They put two baby clits.
Imported from...
That's what they do with foreskin.
Africa.
Yeah, that's what they do with the foreskins. Ouch. Is that artificial nipple?
Oh,
where'd they get the nipple from?
Here, hold on.
Ouch. Some dead guy.
Yeah, just donate your nipples at fucking when you die.
This is...
What if that's all you donate?
Yeah.
You got like the card?
Just my nips.
Just nipples.
Yeah.
You're looking at your grandmother just like...
Can we see a nipple or an areola reduction? I want to see a before and after. And then can you send this to three of my ex-girlfriends?
Which, in what order?
I actually haven't dated a girl with overly large nipples.
Yeah, I don't think I've
areola, it's not nipples.
Oh, weird nips.
Well, I mean, look, typically the nipple is probably bigger if the areola is bigger as well.
Is that true?
Probably.
I don't know if
I don't know.
What's the ratio?
Shannon, can we see your nipples? Come on, Shannon, please. Let us see your tits so bad.
What about a silhouette of your nipple? Like a
silhouette
puppet,
challenge.
Like
silhouette
a puppet
challenge.
Show situation.
Shannon, will you silhouette
just...
challenge for us and fucking bust it?
With your nipples, Alfred Hitchcock's face.
I liked it. Can we also
get James Bond?
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Can we also see the silhouette challenge while we're finding an areola reduction?
Okay, here's the before and after of the nipples.
We should find the areola reduction.
Oh my God, that's just crazy.
Right. Weird.
This guy's got strange tits.
Yeah, but that's the tit situation.
Is that Karen Feehan?
About his.
Fuck, do we have somebody
$12.95? I'm kidding, Karen. I love you. She's coming on the show next week. She's going to see that and get mad at me. I know for a fact.
All right, here's the silhouette challenge.
All right. So what is the challenge, though?
So they
can we see a video?
They start frumpy, and then they go to this silhouette with the red light.
Can we see it?
Yes. I said yes. I was explaining to you.
Can we see it?
No.
With volume. So guys have figured out how to take off the silhouette effect and to see their naked bodies, right?
Hilarious, really?
There's no way you can counter that, is there?
By the way, you're still playing the audio of the surgery, I think.
It's off.
You think there's a way to, like, reverse this?
Women are retarded.
Yeah.
They're just retarded.
Well, saying, could you imagine doing that? Like, could you imagine spending
the amount of takes that this took?
Well, that is every one of these challenges. Like, remember the one that was like, oh, can you hold a can of Coke between your tits? That was just a dude who wanted to see a bunch of girls' tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls are genuinely pretty retarded at this point. I don't know. Were they always this retarded?
Maybe.
Like, were they when
they
were young?
They were just older than you.
So we just didn't have this, you know? I feel like.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, what do I do?
Okay, we used to do a thing.
That's that retarded.
We used to do this thing. Me and my best friend Ian had this trick that we would do called nipple party. So if you had like three or more guys with a bunch of chicks in a situation, one of me and Ian would start by going, nipple party, and you show your nipple, and the other one goes, nipple party, and hopefully the third guy catches on and does nipple party, and then you're hoping girls will show their nipples.
Wow.
It worked all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the time. I mean, it had like, I'd say an 80% nipple conversion rate by just yelling nipple party.
Well, I'll tell you right now, back in the day, it was a lot easier to get girls to just show their titties because people didn't have cell phones. There wasn't people recording everything. Like now it just feels like anything that's out there is out there immediately. So I'm assuming women, so it's like, it's a weird combination. It seems like women are more whores today, but the reality is we're just seeing more random women being whores because we're capturing everything on video and everything on camera. But I think back in the day, women were much more willing to just show their tits at a concert or...
The only person who knew how big a whores girls were back in the day was the guy who developed instant cameras. Mm. He was the only person who really knew what was actually
going
on.
He saw everybody's parents fuck.
I mean, that's just like... even just in high school, the amount of shit he saw from me... From, like, just taking, like, high school... I mean, also probably all very illegal for him to see. But, like, you know, we'd have a girl show our tits and take a picture of it on a disposable camera and then bring it in. So, like, those guys saw everything.
No, I just want you to continue to talk yourself into this Me Too. Go ahead, continue.
I was also underage. You're allowed to see underage tits when you're underage.
My girl that I dated when I was 21, she was 18, and we took a bunch of, like, pornographic photos. And that was the last time I took them, or maybe the only time I took them with like a real camera, got them developed. Mm. But it was a whole thing. She was like, no, this guy's going to see me at the camera store. And I was like, yeah.
Well, how else am I going to get these developed? I'm showing to my friends.
But I had them. I had them for years after we broke up.
You said happy birthday at the bottom.
And then I kept them in. I had a safe. In fact, I sold that safe. Do you guys remember I told
that
safe?
Yeah. So there's child pornography in the safe that you sold?
It had pornography and letters from his mother.
Letters from my dead mother that I never read, but then I forgot the code to the safe.
It was just your Jackbox?
But I think I threw those photos out because I think I dated a girl. Who did I date? I dated a girl that was like upset that I still had them, and she made me throw them out. Maybe it was
name.
Son's mother.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it was my son's mother. I kept them through that, like, three relationships.
Sure.
I kept those, like, hidden in a safe somewhere.
They're stuck on your bed.
The way that people keep books they've read to, like, show you how red they are, it's the same thing. You're just like, I don't have this anymore, but I would like to remember that at one point.
But yeah, she was fucking hot. She was a hot little blonde Polish girl. Wish I had those photos. They're fucking great photos, dude.
And he'd be 21. She'd be fucking...
Hot. She was so hot. I can't even explain to you how hot this fucking retarded girl was.
Have you looked her up recently?
Yeah. She
didn't age well.
No, she aged pretty fucking well, dude.
Oh,
she sent me some fucking titty photos.
Oh, nice.
What?
Maybe a year ago.
You told her this whole story already about how you have to get rid of her photos?
No, I didn't. She just she was just being flirty with me one day, and I was like, oh, just send me something. And she fucking, it wasn't even naked. It was just like her tits mashed together in a bra, but it was fucking excellent still.
That's almost better in a way.
Yeah, no.
But just because it seems like she probably...
No.
I feel like the girl who only smashes her tits together doesn't send as many pictures. I think if a girl right away would just be like, here's my pussy, that means she's sending her pussy out quite a bit. I think maybe you got a little...
I don't need to feel special.
That doesn't devalue the pussy.
I don't need to feel special. I need to
see... It's like The Godfather is not worse because everyone's seen it.
I feel like you like to feel special.
No, I don't want to feel special at all. I don't give a shit. Do you know how many girls I get photos from? And I'm like, this is obviously from your stack of photos that you send to fucking every guy. Who cares? In fact, I've done that before. Me and guys have compared photos from like whore fans. Mm. And I'm like, wait a minute. She sent you that as well?
It's
like,
we've done that.
Yeah, 100%. So,
and then it's really embarrassing when the producers of the show also have gotten them.
Oh, that's fucking pathetic.
Ugh.
Fucking the fact that Harrington and Dylan just stand around trying to get scraps from the talent. Fucking pathetic. Look at Dylan. This is look at Dylan. He's like, I'm talent. I'm talented. You fucking make me sick, dude. Oh, it was infuriating. Fucking hot chick Eva from the Winter Olympics brings in some little fucking smoking hot chick. And then here's Dylan just fucking just scamming on her. It's like, no, Dylan, it's for the talent. It's not for the lowly producers.
Did you get it? Yes. See, Dylan, look, Dylan's a young buck. And he's like kind of gayish. So women like that type of stuff.
They
you
do
know?
Like it.
He's very TikTok-y.
Yeah, he's a TikTok fucking bitch.
Isn't it so cringy when you, like, because you'll see a TikTok and I'm like, it's fine, like, whatever. Just whatever. It could be a person like just making an edited TikTok video and they spend their time and it comes out cool. But then when you know the person that does it, it's just the most pathetic thing in the world.
Because you walk through what the process was, like, doing all of this. You have to imagine them setting it up.
It's fucking, like, it's disgusting. Yeah. So when I looked at Dylan's TikTok the other day, it made me lose so much respect for him.
Wow.
And that's a pretty low bar.
I had no respect. Yeah. So now you are at a respect deficit.
You owe Lewis respect.
Yeah, it's like
Jeopardy. You have to give me more respect every day. There's no respect left. You have to do like 10 or 15 cool things in order to gain my respect back.
And the problem with it is you can't try that hard to do the cool things or you'll lose the points for doing the cool things. They've got to be very casual.
All right, real quick, we must thank Cushy Dreams for supporting today's show. If you guys don't know, Cushy Dreams makes incredible, high-quality, smokable CBD bud. It looks and smells like the best weed you're ever going to have in your entire life, except it does not contain THC. It is just designed to help you get your body back in homeostasis. If you guys don't know what CBD does, do a little bit of research. See if you could use CBD in your life. It helps with things from like anxiety, depression, pain relief, fighting inflammation, and more. Many, many, many uses for CBD. And I love Cushy Dreams specifically because it's just when I take CBD drops or if I take gummies, it's very subtle. I don't feel the effects of the CBD right away. With Cushy Dreams, it's immediate. I take a bong hit of Cushy Dreams and immediately my anxiety is lifted. Immediately I want to take a nap. Whatever your issue is, CBD can help. Do your research and see if Cushy Dreams can help you. It's KUSHYDREAMS. They have great new flower that's just arrived. They always have brand new product, and they sell full gram pre-rolls and 5 packs of half gram pre-rolls as well. So right now, go check out their amazing line of products. And also, when you go there, make sure you use the promo code RAP. You save 20% off your next order. Once again, that's cushydreams.com, promo code RAP for 20% off. And also, there's free shipping for orders over $20. Smoke your CBD because you can with Cushy Dreams. Use that promo code RAP. All right, where were we? Okay, let's see. Bobby Hutch in the chat says, Dylan, you are not the talent. How about Bobby Hutch, our executive producer at Cast Digital, the only thing he has said during this whole show?
Bobby's willing to take a swipe at his own position, basically, just to bring Dylan down a little bit.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah, I'm not into the busted challenge. I'm not in. Can we see some more nipple reduction surgery on like a woman? I want to see go from a big fat ugly areola to hot little nipples.
You said that
because we love medium to little nipples. That's what every guy wants. No man wants a giant nipple.
Black dudes are into giant areolas, I think.
Really?
I believe so. I don't know. I've never.
I think that's a market
issue.
I've
never spoken to a black person. But
I think black chicks just have bigger nipples and like more often, so I think that might be a mark.
My ex had perfect fucking little nipples.
I'm not
on
saying
her
all of them, Lewis. I
You're
just
talking
think...
about the ones that feed their young in the wild.
Yeah. Have you seen those fucking nipples? They put plates in them. They get really big.
Shit.
What about this? You said the silhouette challenge. People figured out how to like take it off and see the.
No,
making.
He was joking.
Oh, that's not real.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, really? People. Can do
I
that?
Swear to God.
Why the fuck would we
thing?
Not watch
they're,
that?
They're telling
then?
People to not do the silhouette challenge because. People are figuring out how to reverse engineer the filter.
All right, find out how to. Is that real, or are they just trying to like paint in? You know, when they like paint black and white color photos, they paint the black and white photos colored, so it looks like it's in color. But it's, like they're just guessing that the guy was wearing a blue shirt. So that's like you just filling in the silhouette.
Remember back in the day, they used to sell X-ray glasses.
No,
but they weren't real.
No. They were not.
X-ray glasses technology did not exist for $2 at Spencer's Gifts.
That's like something you got free with a cereal or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I fell for this many a times.
I feel like your mom would have bought you that cane with the mirror at the bottom of it for your like sixth birthday.
That was awesome, by the way. Spencer's Gifts used to just sell rape kits. Like, it was like extra rape gear that was in a little rapey section at the back.
They sell pills to knock a girl out, but they had like fun fonts.
So it was like, a cane espionage. That had a mirror.
Espionage cane.
On it. It was just designed to look up girl skirts. You could just buy it from the mall.
Dude, so the Pee Wee Herman special that was on HBO, like not the new one, when he first got big, when he did his live show at the Roxy, a hot girl comes over and him and his friends go, shoe mirrors. And they all put mirrors on their sneakers. And it's the one guy's sister. And she's got a frilly dress on. And Pee Wee Herman walks over to her and he just puts his foot between her legs.
Yeah.
Looking at her pussy, and that's
the word of the day is labia.
And they're supposed to be children. Like, she's like, dad's calling. Like,
no, hate the play, hate the game.
Well, that was sort of Pee Wee Herman's thing. He was a little bit of a perv, right? On the actual show. It's not that like he was a pervert on like the Saturday morning cartoon show, but it was like he was a fucking.
He was kind of a weirdo.
He was kind of a weirdo.
Well, the Pee Wee Herman show for kids, every episode was some swarthy dude came over, fucked Miss Yvonne while Pee Wee threw a tantrum, and then Pee Wee didn't care and rode his bike at the end. It would be like a soccer player, a cow, whoever it was.
I don't remember.
Miss Yvonne would fall in love with him.
Much.
This is Lewis's childhood. People coming over fucking his mom while Lewis rode his bike.
By the way, you know who Miss Yvonne? It really fucked me up. Miss Yvonne is Charlie's mom from Always Sunny.
Oh, weird.
Did that fuck you up?
I don't remember it that much. I remember...
Because she's like an old lady, and I just... In my head, Miss Yvonne is hot as fuck.
Oh, okay.
They would just do Word of the Day. I remember it on Pee Wee's Playhouse. Who was the set designer? Wasn't it somebody famous?
Rob Zombie was one of the art department guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look, I mean, they didn't need to put her in like a low-cut dress like that. That was just... Yeah. Sexuality was just built into everything when we were kids. It was very, very strange because we talk about these like horror rappers now, but it's like they just put it in your face. Things like that. Like I was watching the Cat in the Hat movie with my son, with the one with Mike Myers, which came out in like maybe 2000, 2002.
Five even, like a little later.
But even then, I mean, the mom, she had these big fat fucking tits and they were just fucking in a push-up thing. And I'm sitting there, I was like, I'm watching it. I was like, who is this for? Like,
why does every Pixar lady have a giant fucking dumper on her?
Well, they stopped doing that as well recently.
Like, they made a statement about it?
They just stopped making women whores in all of these movies and things, which is kind of funny. As a father, like, I don't want my son, maybe because I'm just so conscious about being, like, over-sexualized as a child, I want to, like, preserve my son's innocence. I don't want him to be fucking just lusting after women from this age, because I was by the time I was my son's age, I was masturbating, I was, you know, flipping through the channels looking for hot chicks. Like, I had found dirty magazines in the woods already. Sexuality was just very present.
When did you bust your first nut?
I was coming before I could bust a nut.
It was like not cum.
It was like a convulsion. My dick would go like dry heaving. My dick would dry.
And then that first cum is like super clear, like your cum's wildly clear for a long time.
I think it was just piss for a while.
Just piss? No.
It wasn't like fucking the nice creamy yellow it is now. It was
yellow?
I'm sorry, I mean, wait, what color is it? What are we doing?
Cum, you have a problem.
That jaundice cum.
Oh, shit. The first time I was masturbating and orgasming, you know... maybe 9 or 10.
Was that an accident the way you tried?
But
to
when I actually shot like a. My first nut, because I was so used to seeing porn already at this point. My first nut was like an accomplishment. I was like, yes, I'm a man now. Yeah. I'm coming all over my stomach. I have cum all over my body right now.
And you're like, yes, the world is my oyster now. And it's like 20 years later, same thing. Nothing's changed.
His mom on the couch next to him, Dez, I'm so proud of you, Lou.
Yeah, that's...
I'm so proud of
too
you.
Too far. That was my mom.
Oh,
my mother's
sorry.
A good woman.
Yeah. Mother was a whore.
That'll be $10.
Yeah, I think the first time, I must have been 11 years old, something like that. I remember I was living... I don't remember. I just remember being in the bedroom that I shared with my mother, just fucking shooting a load.
I know at 11, I felt up my babysitter. She was
asleep.
She took me and my best friend Ian again. It was Emily Crump. She's 3 years older than us. I don't mind. She ended up being a stripper later. I went to high school with this girl. She was like 3 years older than us. She like was just basically was just like, here, play with my tits. I'm going to fall asleep for a while. It was just like kind of her way to like keep us busy. And she just let us play with her tits.
How old was she?
She was 14. We were 11.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And we played with her tits, poked her to pussy a bit. Wow. While she slept. She took something and it was kind of zonked.
Yeah,
out.
Your fingers inside of her.
The drink you made her.
No, because it was so weird. She like chased us around and that like grabbed us and gave us like little kid kisses at first. Literally did.
What's a kid?
Was she hot? So,
yeah, she was. I ended up being. I went to high school later with her, and she was like a fuckable girl in high school that I just got to like. She was a senior when I was in grade 9. I just got to be like, oh yeah, I already felt that girl up.
Wow,
it was great. Yeah,
First time you felt a girl's tits. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was the first time you ever felt a girl's tits?
I was at like a kid's disco, like an underage disco, you know?
That's the most Irish fucking goddamn thing to say. A disco?
Yeah, we had a little kid's disco. They had them in
the States as well.
You don't call them discos, though.
Dance clubs would have teen nights. It'd be Friday nights from like 6 p.m. till 10. Before the club would open, they would say, we'll just charge 20 bucks or whatever. And I had friends who would go to them. I was never go to a dance club and
you got
fucking
refused
dance.
By the bouncers. That's why you're 14. Not tonight. Sorry.
What do you mean?
No Puerto Rican, sir.
We had one nightclub that would do an underage night once a month and it would fill it with bubbles or whatever. That was the attraction, is like a bubble or whatever. Mm. It was just a sexual assault.
It was just
like way more than an adult.
Fingering and wanking and grabbing. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Just tongue.
So that was the first you making out with a chick. Did you know the girl?
I knew the girl, yeah. She actually went on to be
a hooker.
No, she actually represented Ireland in some sort of competition.
She represented
Australia in the Miss Ireland competition.
Wow.
But the Miss Ireland competition isn't just hot whores. It's like people that can play the bagpipes and shit. So that's not, before you go look her up, she had like a talent. She was juggling fucking potatoes. And so, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, that was first titty. I was over the bra, and then she was like, no, and she grabbed it and put it under the bra.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. She was like, no. Yeah.
They were some big
no,
ones.
Colin, you really got to feel it in real life. You got to feel the skin-on-skin contact.
Exactly like that. Yeah, it was pretty hot, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the first titties that I felt up now.
I'm surprised you can't. That seems like that would have been a real thing for you.
I'm trying, because I think I went from titty to pussy very quick. It wasn't even like, I just let my hand happen to rubber tit on the way to the pussy.
I guess,
it's like, whoa, going down there.
Yeah, I don't remember my first time touching a pussy.
I don't even consider that. We were just really poking at the pussy. I wouldn't even consider that.
In the sixth grade, my friend Mike was dating this girl, Megan, and he would finger her all the time and let us smell his finger.
Nice.
And her pussy smelled like hot garbage. I remember as a kid being like, wow, pussy smells just like shit.
Doesn't make you're sniffing your own shit. Oh, yeah.
Doggy. It smelled like hot. I've had enough experience with vagina at this point. I know what it was. She was a chubby chick who didn't clean herself enough.
Young girls don't take care of the pussy.
She had no idea. We would all like, Mike would come home from Megan's house just from an afternoon of finger fucking, and we would all just smell his fingers being like, wow, pussy.
Yeah. We had a local girl that would let us all put pens in her. What?
It's just funny just talking about this.
I don't want to say her name on this one, but yeah, we would just like five or six of us just put pens up her pussy. It was like a thing we did in high school.
Okay. I was going to, I thought the first titties I ever felt was a girl that I lost my virginity to. It's not. It was a girl that I dated right before her. And I went from, it was this girl, this Filipino chick who was actually smoking. Her body was crazy. Like fucking, she was in the ninth grade. I was in the 10th grade. Her body was wild, like a wonderland. Okay. It was out of control, like a woman amongst girls. Her face was a little bit nerdy and busted, but her body was just out of this fucking world. And we went from just like making out. I think I made out with one or two chicks before that, like ever. And then we went from making out to like doing everything but having sex, because I wouldn't let her blow me, because I felt like if she put my dick in her mouth, she'd be a whore. And I like wanted to like, you know, so I was just sitting there walking around with fucking like just a dry hand jobbed up dick. She never made me have an orgasm once, but I would go down on her and I've played with her big, fat, awesome titties. I was going down on her once and her grandmother walked in the room. And that was the first time I came.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ejaculated. It was pretty hot.
It's the first time I tasted grandma pussy.
And that girl I dated, we were boyfriend, girlfriend, but I was in love with one of my friends, Kristen, the girl that I lost my virginity to, this goth chick. And one night me and her were just in her bedroom listening to Type O Negative while I was dating this girl, this Filipino chick. And we were listening to Type O Negative, just like fucking zoning out to goth music. And then all of a sudden I opened my eyes and we were just making out. It was like a magical moment. We were just like fucking deeply kissing each other. And I was like, fuck, I gotta break up with this other chick. I'm in love with this girl. Mm. And I was supposed to see my girlfriend, my Filipino girlfriend, on Saturday because it was her birthday party. And I remember just
there's one thing I know about me. I'm not a cheater.
Dude, like,
my God is my witness.
It started off.
The first and only time I will ever cheat.
Lewis was skimming rocks down at the lake going, I feel so guilty.
But I
how will I live with myself?
I was so in love with Kristen, and I just was over this chick. I won't say her name, the Filipino girl.
She knows who she is.
But she ended up blocking me on Twitter years later, or on Facebook years later after I started doing comedy. But because of like the type of comedy that I do, she went to a very feministy type of school,
Pratt, and then, Columbia,
Vassar, oh. And it wasn't Louis C.K. because it was definitely before that. It was one of these. I think maybe it was when Daniel Tosh got in trouble for making a rape joke. Like I was like ranting about it on Facebook or whatever, and somehow I got connected with like her wall and we were like arguing back and forth and her friends were like, yeah, fucking rapist pig. And yeah, she blocked me. So
yeah. You ever wonder how many people from your childhood hate you based on all of this?
I mean, I grew up in a pretty white trash town. I couldn't imagine them. It's not a super woke.
Cause I'm Canadian. So like everything about this is awful. I mean, we're all Nazis in Canada.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it is. There's definitely probably some people from my childhood that are like, Rob's on a dangerous path or something.
You are on a dangerous path.
Right?
You're here right now. You don't even have a podcast at the moment. You're here for the enjoyment of it.
I mean, it just got me out of the
house. You just want to join hate.
He has nothing better to do.
Because you agree with our values.
Yeah.
I mean, other people say, you know what? In spite of their values, I'll promote my podcast.
Yeah. I consider you all good people.
So, but this girl, I cheated on her with Kristen. And I couldn't, and it was supposed to be her birthday party on Saturday. And I was supposed to go to her birthday party.
Oh.
And I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to go to a birthday party. So the morning of her birthday party, I called her up and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't tell her I cheated on her. I just said I didn't want to date her anymore. And I ruined her birthday.
Sure.
I ruined her 13th birthday.
Jesus. No remorse.
None.
Well, at least you didn't have to get her a gift.
Well, I just didn't want to go and pretend to be into her. I was so in love with this girl, this other chick. I was so like,
and then you end up fucking this girl?
I lost my virginity to her. We dated for a couple of years.
Great fucking move, dude.
Yeah, it worked out. That's a good story. Yeah,
I could have lost my virginity to the Filipino girl, though. And to be honest with you, her body was so much more righteous.
You got to stop like
just fantasizing about that child body.
You're like, I'm not even, dude. She was like a 14-year-old.
13.
She was 13, but looked 14. I'm telling you, it was Filipinos.
It was crazy. If you would see this girl's body right now, you'd be like, that's wild.
Dylan, pull her up.
No, we're not playing this game.
It was, her body was
13 going on 13 and a half. You know what I mean?
Her body was absolutely crazy. So, but you know, I have no regrets. Me and Kristen, we had a great little run.
You did. Aren't you glad it was Kristen, the first one?
Kristen ended up having some issues.
Sure.
I'm sure she did.
She ended up having some issues. She really did.
The girl I lost my virginity to accidentally let me know she was creeping on my Instagram like about 6 months ago. She liked a picture
by accident,
way long ago.
And then unliked it.
And then I messaged her being like, yeah, we haven't dated in 15 years. You can like, it's fine, right? And she married a guy that she like dated 2 weeks after we broke up. And she was just like, yeah, we can't. He can't know we're talking. I'm like, it's 15 years ago. You fucking children. That's crazy.
Yeah. But you would also fuck her behind his back.
If she was still hot. I mean, it's not, I can't guarantee I would. But, you know.
Just out of spite?
No, it's nostalgia.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's the first one. See how she's doing.
Yeah, do you still talk to the girl you lost your virginity to, Colin?
Oh, no. I don't know what she's doing. Although her boyfriend added me on some sort of social media recently for some reason.
Big fan.
I don't know. No. That's trouble waiting for me when I get home, I reckon. I don't know why.
Oh, you think so?
It's just a weird thing to some
he's
random...
He's keeping tabs on you in case you
just
come back around.
Just a weird...
And also, he's letting you know that he's keeping tabs. That's like a weird, aggressive move.
Friend request, too. Just be like, yeah, whatever.
Keeping tabs on each other. What if you and him hook up?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. I heard she was a whore for a while. Like an actual whore. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So maybe. We were young.
Do you think he's just learning that now?
Huh? I reckon. Because I was... Okay. It was my 15th birthday party. So she was 13.
You lost your virginity at your 15th birthday party?
Yeah.
To a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know.
How was her body? Was it righteous?
It was. She was... No. It was very childlike.
Continue.
The way I like it. So that was that. But, you know, hey, we were young and doing stuff and... I guess it.
How'd you? I've never fucked at a party like that.
Losing my virginity.
We would have them at houses. So, like, there'd be like someone's parents' room or their room. And
yeah, it'd be weird if it was Chuck E. Cheese.
I was never a cool kid. So I was never invited to the parties where you would fuck a chick in the back bedroom. Even if I was invited to the party, I wasn't the cool kid to go fuck some chick in the back bedroom.
See, I was a big fat mess, but I was in a cool group. So I was a really great entryway into a cooler group. So they could, like, if a girl that couldn't get into that party would be like, if I give that guy a hand job, he'll bring me to a party, and then I'm just in. So I was like the entryway into cool parties. So it gave me some hand jobs in high school for sure, some makeouts and stuff.
No, every girl that I dated in high school or every girl that I hooked up with in high school ended up being my long-term girlfriend. There was never any just random hookups, like one night. Like by the time I graduated high school, I think I had only had sex with three girls. Yeah, I think three girls and one, like it was...
But how old were you, like 16, 17? What is...
When I graduated high school, 18.
18? That's not bad.
There was
and three. These girls weren't fucking me. Like, you're not going to fuck a big fat animal guy to get into a party, but you'll give him a hand job or make out with him a couple of times and then...
How many girls did you fuck in high school?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, that just one. Because that was my girlfriend. I fucked her and then we dated.
I don't think I've ever had that where I've just been like, oh, hey, I'm like the doorman for you to hang out to people you
want.
Well,
I mean, they didn't say that.
And they're just reluctantly giving you a horrible hand job. That sounds awful.
Well, they don't say it in the moment, Colin.
But you know it in your heart.
Yeah, but you try not to. You know what I mean? Like, you try to, like...
That's sad, dude.
Yeah, it's a sad to be a fat piece of mess in high school.
Did you have, like, an outdated cell phone back in high school? Like, were you, like, carrying, like, an...
Are you looking at all the photos of these girls on his phone?
This is full of candy.
This doesn't bug me. I just like a smaller phone. I'm fine with it.
I'm sure you do.
No,
I don't.
Mayu's carrying around an old-timey fucking phone.
Hey, do you have roommates? Do you have roommates?
Yeah.
Yeah, suck my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
My wife.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking dork. Yeah, the woman, my soulmate. You fucking loser. You fucking walked into that one, old phone.
Yeah, so first girl was Kristen. Then the second girl I fucked was this chick named Megan, who was a mall rat. Like, we would fucking... We'd go to the mall, and we'd always see chicks... And our game at the mall of, like, trying to pick up chicks was just walking past them, like, over and over again. We see chicks on the third floor, like, let's just walk past them.
We're just with a yo-yo or something, like, hey, just doing some yo-yo tricks.
We'd have no balls. We wouldn't talk to them.
That was our move on the cruise ship. We would just walk past a set of girls multiple times and hope that something happened. We haven't changed.
Hope we make eye contact with them.
That's it.
But there was this chick, Megan, who... We somehow we started talking, and I picked her up from her house, and I just fucked her in my mom's car behind the mall, just like one time. And remember, I was wearing a condom, and it was just going on forever. It was just because me and my girlfriend never wore condoms. We wore condoms the first time we fucked for like 3 hours, and I never came.
Yeah, I didn't.
So I was very early into pulling that rubber off. It was...
I didn't fuck with a condom until like my fourth or fifth person that I fucked. Like, I went years fucking girlfriends and stuff without a condom ever.
It's a nightmare.
It's hard. I would recommend, if you're a young kid listening to this, fuck with a rubber first.
Yeah, never. Get used to it with a rubber.
Yeah, and you break your meter.
Yeah. It's so hard to go back.
Then I was fucking the chick with a condom, and I was like, can I take it off? She was like, all right, but don't come in me. And I was like, okay. Oh, God. And I didn't. And I, this was the first time I pulled out of a girl and she took my load in her mouth. What a nice little pig this girl was. This girl was a nice little fucking pig. So I fucked
her. You guys didn't go to the mall after this?
I fucked her in my Dodge Neon, my mom's Dodge Neon.
Nice.
Just picked her up and then dropped her off. That was my second
back
girl.
Back seat or reclined front seat?
Oh, back seat.
Yeah, okay. Back I like seat. A reclined front seat. I was always comfortable just putting the front seat back down.
But you put those front seats, you push those front seats forward. You put her on the back seat laying out like it's a bed. You put one knee on the center little bump between the two seats on the floor and one leg up and you just fucking pump away. And she was the second girl that I ever fucked. And I started dating another girl in high school after that. And I told her that I had only had sex with one person. I don't know why. Like I was just, I didn't want to tell her that I randomly hooked up with this chick. And then, no, I didn't even lie to her. I didn't lie to her. I just never told her that I fucked another chick. She just knew that I lost my virginity to this other chick. And then I told her one day that I ended up fucking this other chick. I was like, oh yeah, there was another chick. And she was devastated. She was so upset that I had had sex with more than one person. So then I lied to her. And I was like, no. I don't know. I don't actually know if I had sex with her. I was at a party and we were drunk. I just made up this whole elaborate story for no reason.
And that's when you...
That's when I became a liar.
That's when you realize your powers. Like Spider-Man accidentally squirted. What the hell? He just caught a plate and...
You...
No.
Believe me?
I was like, what is that? He's in the mirror. I can just tell them different things.
So then the fourth girl that I had sex with, because I had four, I had sex with four girls before.
Please walk us through every single girl you fucked through the rest of this podcast. Thank you.
This girl was a like a white trash piece of garbage.
You're next there. Coming to the stage.
That lived in my neighborhood. Just an absolute disgusting piece of garbage. And she would fuck all of like the black guys and the Puerto Rican guys in the neighborhood. She was maybe in the ninth grade.
Before you even describe her, can I take a guess?
What?
Pajama pants all day.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the chick. When I had sex with her.
Menthols and a gym, just walked the track smoking.
I don't even know if she went to gym class. She was already on her way to not going to school. This girl was just a little fucking pig.
What is it about girls in like Cookie Monster pajama pants?
Cookie Monster.
That just fuck yeah. ethnic men.
She was kind of cute too, but I remember I cheated on that girl with her, and I was just like, yeah, come fuck me in my mom's car, and then I fucked her in my mom's Dodge Neon again, just like
can
randomly.
I say no?
Who do you think fucked in your mom's car more, you or her?
My mom didn't fuck that much.
Okay,
she had a DUI. she couldn't judge.
Yeah, so I...
She'd still do it in the driveway for some funsies though.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my entire sexual history before I graduated high school.
Then I went.
Then I started selling comedy club tickets, and then I just started fucking like just random homeless chicks, just like anybody who would let me penetrate them. That was happening.
Yeah, it's a good time when you go through that phase of just sort of like, well,
you should do a walking tour of all the places you used to be a degenerate at when you sold tickets.
Yeah,
like the stairwells.
Yeah, I fucked in probably a dozen stairwells.
You led me to a great stairwell one time. I don't want to tell.
Speaking of a time.
And that's how Rob got on this podcast.
Yeah, seriously, we went to a party one night, and then I went and hooked up with a chick again the next day. I didn't live here yet. I was just visiting, so
I remember the chick that I hooked up with.
Yeah, and by the chick, and I wasn't even that chick, but I did hook up with that chick later, too, and thank you for that. That was great. But another chick, we were trying to hook up in Central Park. There's just nowhere to hook up in Central Park. And I remembered that party we went to. It was in a condo in like Midtown with no door guy, so I was like, we can just walk right into this fucking building and fuck in a stairwell, and we did. It was perfect.
Stairwell fucking was my game for a while.
Yeah, pick a high floor, nobody's using the stairs on the 20th floor. You're gonna get a long time, you act like
oh, I'm just like a deviant, but the reality is you're homeless. Just a homeless. Yes. A homeless vagrant. It's not like, oh, I like public. I like being naughty. It's like, no. Like, I live here in this stairwell. Yeah. You're fucking on where I sleep.
Yeah.
So bad.
That's so funny. She's like, what are you into? Oh, I'm really into sleeping bags. That's my kink, baby.
Yeah, I fucked a couple homeless chicks in my day.
It only come if I hear the rustling of discarded newspaper.
What qualifies a girl to be homeless in that situation?
I don't think I've ever really seen a homeless chick, kind of.
It's
very rare.
Bumming around people's houses homeless or like on the streets homeless?
They don't.
I mean,
there.
I fucked a on the streets homeless girl.
Wow.
Once.
Jeez. Oh, Pete. Huh. Mm. What? How did that come about? Like, what was that like?
Two sides of this table are very different on this conversation.
Look, I'm not exactly an upstanding moral citizen, but I think on the street homeless chick might be where I start having an issue.
She wasn't like homeless because like her family was poor. She was
not homeless,
homeless
like transient.
She's a heroin addict.
Okay, sure.
She's trying to support herself and a pit bull.
Did you take the pit bull back with you too?
She had like dreadlocks from just.
Yeah, she's
just dirty hair.
Just a dirty bitch.
Mm. Where'd you fuck her?
In the stairwell.
Okay.
And then I fucked...
in the Ritz. Where do you think?
There was another chick.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be nice? You take her in for a night and fucking give her a nice shower and send her back on the street? Yeah, exactly.
Well, up on 42nd Street and like 8th, 9th Avenue, there used to be all of these jerk-off booths where you would go in. And I used to regularly frequent the jerk-off booths.
Lewis was telling us every time he came. This is story. This whole podcast is another time I came.
I used to go into these jerk-off... I used to get off the bus to come to New York City. And this is before anyone had internet on their cell phones. This was before even masturbating on the internet to porn was great. It wasn't great yet. At this time, videos were tough. This is when I was like 20 years old. Videos were tough. You'd have to download a whole file.
You couldn't
stream. And then the pictures were okay. But you get off on 42nd Street. And they used to be like peep shows where it was like live women, but they realized that you could replace those live women with just porn.
Yeah.
And what you'd do is you'd click up and down, you touch this cum-soaked button. So there's two buttons in the booth. Mm. And essentially, like you browse for porn on the internet, you would browse through the channels on these jerk-off booths. And then you'd find something you like, and you have to pay like a dollar for every like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So you got a bunch of singles, and you're just like, bzzz, and you're beating your fucking dick.
But now, are they back to real women now? But like, if they have a jerk-off booth? Because who would want to pay to
I haven't
to
gone
see...
into one of these in probably 15 years.
Could you imagine the day you get that pink slip? I can't work at the jerk-off booth anymore. I've been replaced by a video. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's hard to come
maybe
home to your family.
Maybe they're back to real women.
Well, because that would be more interesting.
But that was a great place to fuck chicks.
Sure.
You'd bring them into these jerk-off booths because they were already... There was an expectation of jizz.
Yeah.
Already going
to
be in there.
Would they care? Would they give you a hard time about bringing a chick into a booth?
No, because hookers were using those booths regularly. So this is like right at the turn of the whole like New York being dangerous and fucked up on 42nd Street to it becoming like just pure tourist trap.
Yeah, that's what I love everybody now with New York. Everybody's like, we're back to the old New York again. It's like... No, we're not. There's no hookers.
I'm just jerking off in a booth.
Sir, I need to use the phone.
I want to be a part of it.
It's like, yeah, the M&M store is just closed. There's no hookers back. It's not any fun.
What, Colm, we have the Super Bowl this weekend. What is this thing that you're doing? I don't even know. Colm has scammed every comedian in New York City. I have no idea. I mean, he's scammed everybody. It's fucking brilliant. I have no idea what he's doing. I paid $100 for something.
Yeah.
I just gave Colm $100.
Yeah. Well, it's a Super Bowl pool, so it's legit. We're doing the draw right after this. So,
do we decide a winner right after this?
No,
the game has
to happen. The game has to happen.
Jesus,
that was
Lord.
Like so stupid. Like it fucking stopped me. No, so it's a complete lucky thing. There's going to be a lot of people here to prove that it's not. First of all, there's no real way to cheat unless you can also manipulate the score of the Super
Bowl. I can manipulate anything.
So you can't... Wait,
just
plow through.
Just get through.
Yeah. I love a challenge.
Dig your heels in and get to the
now
end.
Now show them them titties.
Shannon, let's actually see your titties, please.
Shannon's in on
there
it.
They are.
What about me, Shannon?
What?
Can I...
So it's just a
can you what?
It's Rob, stop acting like see, he gave you smoky eyes like he's sexy. He's like, what about me, baby? Yes, fucking biggest dork you know. You're going to be the one to finally crack Shannon.
Nope.
Sorry. Yeah, you're the biggest that. Dork. You're the biggest dork.
Okay.
Has Shannon ever, have you ever slept with any like comic or
no.
comedy industry related thing?
Nope.
I don't have a podcast.
It's fair.
So, go ahead, sorry.
It's just a draw. There's 100 names. You have like an X-axis and Y-axis, and then you pull out numbers at random. So then, let's say you were given a number of 6 for Kansas City and 0 for Buccaneers. If any of the quarters end in 6-0, you win the money. So if it's 16-10 or 16-0 or 26-30, you win the money for that quarter.
I
just trust you that if I win, you're going to let me know.
I'm not going to let you know right now. Afterwards, we're going to do it. We've got a big Zoom organized. There's loads of comics. There's big names in there.
Oh, that's fun. Is that what's happening?
Stanhope's in there.
Stanhope's in it.
He bought two boxes. He's doing well. Soda's in there. This is a big moment for you.
It's really falling off. Stand up. Dan Soder, your friend.
I was trying to think. Who else has credits? Harrington has a box.
Bobby Kelly, but he hasn't paid.
Harrington lives in a box.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know
anything.
We got one last box. Bobby Kelly said he'd buy a box. I put him down, and then
what happens if that box wins?
I have to pay for the box. So
any unsold boxes you have to pay for personally, but you're taking half the money that
comes in. I'm not taking half the money.
How much are you making off this?
Okay, yes, because 10%.
people online were bitching that you make $1,000 out of the
10 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's fine because you worked hard to organize it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Who's bitching about that? Yeah. Why would anybody bitch about that?
But the problem was...
Shitheads on the Are You Garbage forum.
Well, look at that. Look at who they're following. Unloyal cunts, right?
fucking turncoats.
Exactly. Cunts. Yeah. So the mind the average.
No, but you busted your balls asking everybody for 2 months?
But I also did.
It's embarrassing. He has to give up every bit of pride for 2 months straight.
And how often are you carrying that big fucking thing around with you?
That sucks. This is twice.
Strap a sign to his back.
You look like a fucking retard.
That is fair, yeah.
You got an art project with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, look.
So you only make a grand off of it.
Yeah, but I've also put that money... that's to cover the boxes. I've already had to cover... So I'm not going to have to cover two boxes.
I almost want to buy another box right now. How much do I win if I win?
The top prize, the final score is 4.5K.
And what about second prize?
Well, it's the first and third quarter are 1,125.
This fucking shady Irishman. It's like,
it's the first and the third quarter are 1,000, and then the halftime.
He does
this
every time because I've given up caring as soon as he started explaining it. It's a great scam.
It's not a
scam.
It
is delightful.
It's not a scam. It's a scam if I win, and that's the reason I don't want to cover these cunts' boxes either. Because if I win, then it really looks bad.
Win, you can say I won if you give me half the money, so you don't look like you're fucking scamming everybody.
Yeah, but everybody knows
I'd rather people think it's illegitimate. But yeah, we'll see. Do you want to cover Bobby Kelly's box? That'd be so funny, because if that won, then you could just rub it in his face.
No, I'm not giving you another $100. I have no
Zach.
Idea this is
split
fucking
Zach.
This is ridiculous.
Zach wants to split a box.
I'll give you my phone.
You need another $90.
Yes, give yourself a fucking drop right there.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how this works. I just know that I'm supporting you,
It's going to be fun. It's a new
angle. I guess it's fun. I don't give a shit at all.
The problem was, I wanted to have like a sort of a party at the stand or something for the draw, but then I honestly thought COVID would be kind of over by now.
Right.
So, unfortunately, no.
So, fuck it.
So, I would have had an open bar and booze and all that.
I'm watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. I don't even know who's playing. The Chiefs and the Bucks.
What's your plan? Do it.
So, I'm taking my son skiing for the first time on Sunday morning. We're doing a whole little family ski trip, just, you know, like an hour and a half away from where I live. And then we're coming back at like 3 or 4. Going to order some pizzas, watch the game. I'm just going to let my son pick the team that he wants, and then I'm going to pick the other team.
That's cute. Great.
Root against each other.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, in your face!
In your fucking face!
You're going to buy him a $1,000 ski outfit, too?
I'm going to buy him some nice ski stuff.
That's nice.
Where'd you go? Upstate somewhere?
I don't even know. It's in Jersey somewhere. One of these mountains.
Camel. You should go to this where Adventure Park was. Is that still a ski? You know what I'm talking
Action
about.
Action Park.
Action Park, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that a skiing place?
It was. That's why they made Action Park, because they needed something for the rest of the year. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you should go there.
Maybe. I don't know. My cousin goes to a place, so she told me about it, and we're all going to go take a little family trip to a little fucking
ski. Is that how you fucked up your shoulder?
No. My shoulder was already fucked up when I went skiing. Then I went skiing and fucked up my shoulder a little more. Nice. Then I went back to jiu-jitsu, fucked it up a little more.
Someone watching the show just bought Bobby Kelly's box.
Who bought the box?
Travel Buds 710.
Hell yeah, Travel Buds.
Yeah, you're in, dude. You're in.
Travel Buds is the fucking
Fuck you,
man.
Bobby. You're done.
Travel Buds is actually the moderator for my Twitch chat now. Because Dylan's never there, so I had to create fucking moderators like Manhands and Travel Buds. Thanks, Dylan.
You have man hands.
But Dylan is sending requests for that payment left and right. I'm not paying you. I'm not paying you. Suck my dick. Fight me for it. Let's go.
What does a mod do on a Twitch? just make sure there's enough N-words to go around?
If you don't say the N-word every hour, they ban you. Well, my Twitch channel, like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I never block people from Twitter, or I never block people from Instagram. It's just, it's, you have to be really annoying. I'm more likely to block you on Instagram than I am on Twitter, just because you put a comment underneath a picture. If you're just being a dick to be a dick, you know, I'll block you. But for the most, I really haven't blocked many people. I've blocked maybe 3 or 4 people on Instagram in the history of me having Instagram. On Twitter, I think I've blocked Nicole Arbour, and that's it. She's the only person that I've ever blocked.
Oh, man.
That fucking bitch. But on Twitch, it's a different thing, because the chat, it's actually similar to the racist live chat. It's a part of the experience. Like, you're going to Twitch to chat with other people, talk shit. I interact with the chat. So if somebody's just spamming dickhead comments all the time, then I'll block them on Twitch. I'll block somebody on Twitch in a fucking heartbeat. And the racist live chat, by the way, let me say this as well, because I think some people are upset that they've been banned on the racist live chat. Here's my problem. I never want to ban somebody for life. I typically want to ban somebody for the duration of a show. If you annoy me, I'll be like, you know what? Fuck you, dude. You're banned. Let's go. But then I forget your name. Like, I don't remember who you are or why I banned you. So the problem is, it's not that I don't want to unban you. It's just not going to happen. It's not happening. So don't fuck with me on the racist live chat. And you don't have to worry about any of this. Dylan, are you blocking people on your own accord, Dylan? Because somebody else, they posted something on the Gas Digital forums being like, dude, I just used the N-word like 50 times and they blocked me.
It was all in a row. It's spam.
Oh, they spammed?
Spam.
Yeah, you can't
spam. I love that. That's the definition of spam, I guess, Digital.
Hey, listen, we've got nothing against the word. Yeah. It's nothing against the word. you got to top out at 25 times.
Let some other people say it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, if you spam the chat, you know, technically these producers can ban you, but don't ban people unless they're being fucking absolutely ridiculously annoying. If they're being really annoying, J-Ron says unban everybody. Everyone just keeps on writing over and over again. Because I say because I'm a human being.
Everybody says
because I'm a human fucking being, you dumb faggots. Let me explain. I would love to listen to any of your podcasts, you fucking scumbag fucking pussy bitches. How about that? Let me hear you guys not say for 3 hours straight.
And if you need a co-host, let me know.
Rob May, you know some comedians. Yeah, you guys, we won't ban you guys for simply saying racist words. But if you're being annoying with it, you know, then you're probably going to get you a little ban. Let's get real. All right. So, look, Sunday, who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I reckon the Chiefs will do it. I kind of want Tampa Bay to win because Tom Brady's like old. It's like the old guy versus the young guy, and it's kind of nice, poetic to go out, but I don't really care who wins, to be honest. Yeah, just want a good game. A lot of beer.
I want to enjoy some fucking pizza and wings. Me and my son will root against each other.
Yeah.
And I want his team to win.
And then what about that?
I want him to feel that victory inside, because it means nothing to me.
Our friend Tommy Pope is in a commercial halftime.
Is he?
Yeah. He didn't tell me what it is, but keep an eye out.
Guys, make sure you guys contact whatever company that it is and show them his association with
media. Wait until after it airs, because you might fuck with his money first. Okay, just wait, and then you can go take it down. That's 3 years in a row. Tommy Pope's had a Super Bowl commercial.
It would be nice for Tom Brady to win and give the fucking MAGA people back a little bit of something.
Sorry?
Tom Brady winning would be good to give Florida and all the Trump people, give them a little bit of, you know what I mean, a victory back. Yeah, yeah, I think that's good for the nation. I think it's healing for him to win, you know?
They got that weird, what's his name, who's doing the halftime show? Is it The Wanted? Is that his name? Is that a guy?
Or the Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
Oh, okay.
The Weeknd.
And he has Wanted. I don't know.
That's what they call him in Ireland.
The guy with the big Easter Island face?
He has a big fucked up face. Yeah, he keeps getting work done to his face, and then he looks like a fucking triangle.
Really? I haven't seen him.
He looks like Olmec from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
The first time I heard of fucking The Weeknd was that Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, look at him.
Ooh. Oh my God, that's what he looks like now?
He looks like something out of a sketch show.
Holy Lord. Yes.
It does. It looks like Key and Peele.
What the fuck?
It's wild.
Dylan's saying it's not real over and over again.
I know.
What is it? Prosthetics?
Yeah, it's like a bit. So like he did, like his Grammy. Singers consider a fucking bit. He did like the Grammys, wrapped up his face, and he had like blood and stuff. So it looked like he just got out of getting work done, right? Like he had like a bloodied up face, like a bloody nose, and then the next big performance, like his next drop. He has this, and I thought it was real too until recently someone came out and said it's prosthetics.
Ah, it's just some weird
prosthetics. Why?
It's almost weird.
To get people to talk.
It's almost weird.
Like against probably.
I think he recently just had an Instagram post about it. He said it's like the evolution of an artist is what he's trying to show.
Oh, he's trolling, is he? Or is no? This is an art piece.
I feel like I could swing a baseball bat against his head like that, and it wouldn't even affect him.
I don't know what the fuck that is. He does have that one good song though.
I don't know.
I heard it on the radio.
Body, adi, 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 adi.
It's like he's a hip hop artist, but he does like faggy emo music.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's Canadian.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he was in that Adam Sandler movie doing coke in the bathroom with Adam Sandler's girlfriend. Then Adam Sandler tries to fight him, gets beat up by his security guards.
Oh, Uncut Gems?
Uncut Gems, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
That's the first time I've ever heard of him. But the couple songs that I've heard are pretty decent, though.
That's wild, though. That's a wild thing to do. I mean, how long do you think he's just been walking around like that in his day-to-day life, like as part of the bit? Do you think he's keeping kayfabe on it, or has he just put it on for the performance?
I'd imagine somebody would get a picture of him.
Yeah, I think he's keeping kayfabe, for sure.
Wow.
That's what I would say. Yeah, keeping kayfabe.
Holy Lord. That's impressive.
Well, good for the weekend. We'll see what happens.
Imagine being that covered in unbelievable pussy that you're like, I'm just going to make myself disgusting for a few months to prove a point.
You only got to be worth like $25,000 to be covered in pussy. You don't need to be a millionaire.
Yeah, probably not. There's something about famous guys. Women are way more into fucking famous people than guys are. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a weird thing?
Yeah, I do not give a shit about a girl's fame whatsoever, factoring in her hotness.
But you do it for fun. Like, if you had a chance to fuck, like, who's like a notorious pig?
Shannon.
Oprah. Notorious P.I.G. Yeah, Oprah. Like, you would definitely fuck Oprah for the story.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way you wouldn't. Like, that's where we're coming from.
Have you ever had sex with a famous woman?
No. Irish famous, yeah. She's a fucking...
potato farmer.
Absolute weapon.
Yeah. I had sex with a girl in True Blood. That was on True Blood. She was Miss Sydney 2012. I was very charming that night. It's the best I've ever done.
Do you kiss and tell a lot, Rob?
We just walked through your entire sexual history as a podcast.
I'm not naming these people.
You literally named almost every one of them.
I specifically said I would not say the person's name.
He said, I didn't say their name either.
He said like a Puerto Rican from the Bronx called Natisha. He goes, good luck finding her.
A person that was on True Blood. What do you mean?
And then you named the thing that she won.
She was a Miss Sydney?
Yeah.
You guys can find her. Now, guys, pull her up. Yeah. Miss Sydney, that was on True Blood.
There you go.
Okay, here you go, Dylan. Fucking
ass. Go nuts.
That's her?
No, not at all.
That's the one?
No.
That's not bragging. You're bragging about that, dude? God.
Ew.
That's the Filipino 13-year-old that he fucked.
I've had sex with a couple girls that would be considered famous, but...
What do you mean?
Karen Fien, Kim Congdon.
No. What's considered famous?
I mean, Wikipedia
page?
On that level.
Wikipedia page.
I'm kidding.
I can think of one for you, but I don't want to say it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a nice little pig. You know, famous chicks are pigs, too. Let me throw that out there. Fucking famous chicks are
Rosie O'Donnell.
Slobs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think Oprah fucks? You think it'd be a good time?
Melissa, is this... I think somebody's put her up Miss Sydney. Hell yeah, dude. Rob, you fucked this chick?
Well, let me see.
In the racist live chat? Was she Miss Sydney 2012?
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, it's back in.
In Edinburgh, it was very good. I was real charming. Her friend... This is the most charming I've ever been in my entire life.
Dude, people are going to hit this girl up and let her know that you're bragging about fucking
Whatever you do, don't clip this and send it to her.
Has nothing to do with... this was her friend. Her friend had platform shoes, and one of her shoes broke, right? So they were going to go home. So instead of letting them go home, I was like, hold on, give me your other shoe. And I broke the platform off her other shoe, and just was like, there, now they're even, and kept them going for the night, and then that's how I did it. So, literally the most most out of a movie horrific. Charming thing I've ever done.
That's terrible.
That's great.
Hey, listen, let me break the other one.
Let me break your other one. Why, is she going to have one
I have
shoe?
A similar story. One time I broke a girl's leg when she tried to leave my basement.
There was a girl in a wheelchair who tried to escape, so I broke her arms.
All right, let's fucking wrap this one up. Good for you, Mayu. Good for you kissing and telling, you fucking psycho. All right, we're going to run. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. Actually, plugs. We never did plugs today.
We also didn't do this.
Oh, we never did our script either.
Yeah. Ah. It does say female guest.
Oh, shut up.
What?
It says don't spoilers.
Yeah, but in the dark green, idiot. It's not a spoiler if there's a female guest.
No spoilers, guys. We're going to read this one on Monday show.
It says no spoilers.
Yeah, but that's not the spoiler. The spoiler is what's in it. There isn't a female guest here.
No, I think
what would be the spoiler? Who's the female guest?
Listen, you took a big gamble there, dude. Let's be honest.
If you're going to take a big gamble, please join Colin's yearly Super Bowl.
At least give him 10%.
You can give me $5 a week.
Thank you guys for watching today's show. Plugs real quick. Mayu!
Yeah, nothing.
All right.
Rob loves actually on everything.
Just check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. Thank you.
Merch coming to podcast merch next month.
We have to talk about that.
No, we got it. It's 100% done deal.
Would you guys like my merch with this place?
They would like it. Get new merch, pre-sales.
Some hats. A couple of hats.
Limited edition runs. We're going to get it going. We should do a fucking Wizard of Pod tracksuit.
That'd be sweet.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that does,
we could do it.
That does work.
We could get $100. Okay,
doggy, I'm telling you right now, tracksuit is where you go. Wizard of Pod tracksuit coming soon.
Let's
to podcastmerch.com. We also have a brand new hoodie coming out, the pink hoodie. Also going to be available in black. You can pull it up. February 14th through 21st, limited edition, meaning that it's just that one week, the 14th through the 21st. First, you could buy this. You could buy it in pink or black. The Real Ass Dude pink hoodie coming soon to podcastmerch.com. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Friday nights at midnight, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. All month is Black History Month with my co-host Pockets Graham. Now, bye, guys. Every Thursday, 11 a.m., Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings.
Beautiful. Make sure you guys come check me and Zach out on the road this month, February 12th and 14th, Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group. We're going to be partying down there on the 14th. That is Valentine's Day. We're going to be doing a live Real Ass Podcast taping. A lot of special stuff planned. It's going to be the best podcast we've ever done live at the Secret Group. So make sure you do not miss that if you're in the Texas area. Also, we're driving to Lafayette, Louisiana. First show is already sold out. So now we have a 10 o'clock show as well. LafayetteComedy.com. That's the 13th of February. And then on February 15th, we'll be in Austin, Texas with Kill Tony and the Kill Tony crew. Me and Zach doing Kill Tony for the first time. Going to be a ton of fucking fun. Make sure you guys support the network directly. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to every show we do, both ad-free and uncensored. I have 4 podcasts. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister break down a brand new episode of Seinfeld every single week. We're doing the season finale this weekend of season 1. So apparently now it's going to get good because the show has sucked up until now. So they say season 2, season 3 is when Seinfeld really picks up.
I just went right back through it like 4 months ago, watched the entire series. It really does hold up. It's good.
Season 1 wasn't terrible. Yeah. People hate on it. I laughed at season 1 so far, so we'll see what happens. Like, and let's see. Anything else I had to plug? Oh, my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Tonight I'm giving away a Vista Mini 2 electronic dab rig. So if you guys are watching tonight live at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and you guys are subscribed, you have a chance to win this awesome dab rig from Vape USA. What is it, Shannon?
Xvape.
Yes. Xvapeusa.com. All right, that's it. You guys are the fucking shit. Thank you guys for watching today's show. We'll be back on Monday with our complete Super Bowl wrap-up. Love you guys. You're the shit. Peace.
That's all, folks.